Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. And a hearty Merry Christmas as well to all Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the program, episode number 139 of Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show. It is the Rod Peterson Show. I'm your host, Rod Peterson, and the co-host, Darren DuPont, has joined us here in the bunker for the rollout for Flooring Superstores. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing really good. Good morning.
Good. I'm the sheriff. He's the deputy. Don't think we've used that one.
That's about how it rolls around here.
Yeah, that's right. If I die, he takes over.
Yeah.
And we've got the ageless Don Hewitt of CTV Regina joining us in the bunker. How you doing, Donnie?
Well, I'm not ageless, but I'm hot right now. That fireplace is so hot.
Isn't it?
Sweating like a horse.
You're the second guy in 2 days to say how hot it is under the lights here in the fire. Well, welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, well, I'm great to be here, and I like your Estevan Bruins retro puck.
Thank you. He said that's an old Estevan Bruins puck on your desk. I said, what's old is new. It's actually a brand new. Old is in, right? Retro. Yeah. It's cool stuff.
I'm all for that. I'm all like the Rider uniforms.
Yeah. The classic stuff.
They should be wearing the retros all the time.
It's warming up out here in Western Canada. Zero by the weekend, they're saying, hey? Or 35 for our American friends, which I know you'd all be shivering, but like we're all running around in shorts around here. We want to, as always, as you join us for coffee, and thank you for doing so, Caliber Coffee, let us know where you're watching from today. And producer Clark has asked folks to share it on Facebook already. I see Donna has shared. Brenda has shared. We're very big with the ladies. 36% viewership is female, Don.
Well, I'm not surprised because the two of you are so handsome.
I think it's Lynch.
No surprise at all.
It's probably Lynch.
I think it's because of Lynch.
Let's be honest.
Mapping out the fastest 2 hours in the sports business, that's this show. We got Don Hewitt, as we mentioned, from CTV Regina. I would suggest that our marquee guest is Adam Bighill. Number four of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will be joining us. The Grey Cup champion, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, will be with us. And the sports doctor, Dave Patrician, is in the bunker with us as well. He's actually over on the sponsor's couch going through his phone. Good morning, David.
Morning.
So we haven't heard from Winnipeg a lot lately. I think they're just waking up. From the party.
Yeah, still.
Which, good for them. 2-3-week-long party. It's been 28 years. Adam Bighill with us today, the sports doctor. Derek Duke Myers, the Duke of Mydale. And Justin Dunk will be with us from Three Down Nation to talk about the latest in the CFL. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to today. And one more. Good morning. Another wonderful day from Wendell Clark's Classic Grill and Bar in Saskatoon. Morning, guys and gals up there. Man, they treated us great on Saturday ahead of the rush.
My goodness.
Really. Better than we deserve.
Those guys are amazing.
Which reminds me, it is Christmas party season. We had ours last night at Baller's Rec Room. That was great. Nobody got out of line.
No, it was good. Good time.
You and I, you were the last to leave.
Yeah.
So we cleaned up, and thank you, Baller's Rec Room. It was great. Donnie, how was the CTV Christmas party? Anybody get wild?
The party was absolutely amazing, what I've been told, but when you get to my age, you have to go to bed at 9, so I didn't make it.
Gotcha. J.C. Okay. Garden wasn't acting up the usual?
I think he probably was. I didn't witness it.
Nelson writing in today and says, Strebler is still looking for a party. He's probably still partying. And we'll talk with David about Chris Strebler, the unofficial mayor of Winnipeg. You know, boys having their fun. Here on the rollout, as you know, we talk about all things. And there's a couple. We're going to get to the fact that Mike Benavides was named defensive coordinator in Ottawa yesterday. There'll be a lot of football talk today. I've booked a trip to Edmonton over the holidays, shortly after Christmas. My family's not that happy with me, and the P1s will know what I'm talking about. Donnie, you wouldn't know, I don't think. My wife, kids, and one boyfriend are driving to Edmonton on Friday, December 27th. That night, we're going to the Oilers and the Flames. And tickets for the game, I was looking up on SeatGiant today. The cheapest? $166. The most expensive that I could saw, $627 for one ticket in the lower bowl at Rogers
Place. For a regular season game.
Wow.
Like in Edmonton, are y'all millionaires up there? How are you paying for tickets? I'd like to know.
Or it's like it's the only thing to do over the holidays.
I guess.
Right.
And tickets aside, the reason I'm not that popular is that morning, Tory Gurley is coming into the bunker. He's here in Regina visiting his fiance's family. And I didn't want to miss that show. So I got to be here till noon. So what I did, Don, tell me if I'm a horrible Satan, but I booked a flight to Edmonton one way. So the family's going to drive. I'm going to fly.
I think that's good.
Well, so do I.
You got business to do. That's the way it rolls.
Well, that's I don't understand what the problem was. I laid it all out this morning, and it's not going over that well. And it's, do we need to remember it wasn't that long ago that I was drunk for three straight weeks over Christmas? This is better. They don't seem to care. No. How soon they forget.
We're with you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You got the support.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I will fly. The family will drive. We'll go to the Oilers in the Flames. We'll hang out at West Ed, which is one of my favorite things to do because I am a mall rat. And then drive home Sunday. Everybody's happy, and I get to hang out with Tory Gurley. That's what's kind of lost in all of this is Tory Gurley. Former NFLer, CFLer, our NFL insider is going to be here. I don't want to miss that. That's
you know,
whole reason for all of this.
You're so right. You know, and we're going through that with my brother and sister because they've got, you know, they're both married. And it's like, okay, well, one year it's our family. The next year it's their family. Like, we're in Saskatchewan. Everybody lives within 3 hours. If you can make everything work, you should try and make everything work. Right? If you got a chance to see Tory and go with your and make it all work, why is that a problem?
Actually, Nelson, thank you, Nelson. Nelson Hakowicz writing in. He says, nah, you're doing what you can to make it all work.
See?
Well, that's what I think, but that's when you are a misunderstood person like me.
And your own family.
This is how you end up getting in trouble all the time. So looking forward to Edmonton. Now, I'll get to the CFL comments in a minute because actually I have a few. Everybody really enjoyed the hockey show. Wayne in Victoria, BC writes in and he says, I really enjoyed your hockey show yesterday, even though I'm a football guy. I even rewatched the show later. Theo Fleury was great. I would implore anybody to go back and listen to the interview with Theron Fleury because it had very little to do with hockey and everything to do with society, the pile-on mentality. You make a mistake and you're jumped on, you're thrown overboard, and your life's ruined. Kind of what we're living with now. No compassion in society. Yep. Everybody wants to talk like they do, but they don't. I call it the finger wagging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you aren't perfect. Furthermore, Battleford's Humboldt. This is small. Look, my guilty pleasure is junior A hockey, as you know. And Donnie, you love it too, right?
Yeah.
The Battleford's.
You always worry about it. You worry about the junior A hockey and how they're doing. It's an important thing.
Yeah, you could worry about it. Go to games, then you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
So, Battleford Stars tweeting last night. They're upset at the Humboldt Broncos broadcasters. Because the Humboldt broadcasters called the Stars. They said, the Stars are nothing. Stars snapped, tweak. And they're tweeting about it. They said, we're not nothing. And they basically using it as bulletin board material. And the two are meeting tonight at the North Battleford Civic Center. And it just reminded me of this, guys. There was a Ryder coach back in the day that said to me, will you stop with the trash talking of this week's opponent. Please, you're making it hard on us. You're giving them bulletin board material. And I said, listen, you do the coaching. I'll do the talking. It's about stirring it up. It's about fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just funny that, and I don't know what the direct quote was from the Humboldt Broncos broadcasters about the North Battleford North Stars, but that's reason 987 why I can't be a play-by-play guy anymore. Just can't. Because you can't stir it up anymore.
Right. That's how you get bums in the seats.
Filling stadiums.
Isn't that what Theo Fleury said? I'm tired of playing in front of 1,000 people. So I went after Stu Grimson in the media and called
filled
him
both
a big,
rinks.
Yeah, exactly. Filled both rinks. And it was great. Yeah, it makes things tough because now you got a team on the other side that's mad and wants to make a statement. Well, you got to show up and play the game, right?
And that's how junior hockey promoters used to roll. Remember Wild Bill Hunter way back in the day? Always controversial, stirring things up. That's how they sold tickets like 40 years ago in junior hockey.
Right.
It was like almost like wrestling promotion.
Boxing, and I loved it. We all loved
boxing
it.
Boxing is the sweet. The sweet science, right? And UFC, it's now becoming more technical and more of a sport and a little bit more artful. But it's just a fight. And if I watch two faceless guys, okay, it's cool. But when I see Conor McGregor and whoever he's going, really going at, and I see some real hate there, I'm like, oh, I've got to watch this now. Yeah. I'm interested. And I have no horse in the race, right? So I think it's a good thing.
Well, we got some fire now. Kenny Karasik watching from Kelowna. He says, Jerry James with the Weyburn Red Wings. Yeah. He used to get Estevan filled up, and also Weyburn. From Terry, just caught the mini rant about being drunk for 3 weeks. That's funny, Rod. Well, it wasn't at the time. I can assure you of that. No. But here, this is how things have changed. Two things. One, Jim Hobson, in the decade of decadence with the Riders, never, ever, ever gave me hell for anything I said. And you know why? Because they were in the Grey Cup every year and the stadium was full. What the hell would I possibly say that would ruin that? Right? They were going, he didn't care. Say what you want.
Well, I think that's the right way to think.
It is, but times have changed. And with sports now, I had a guy, I won't name him, but he was a chiropractor. And he just said to me, he said, I don't have the investment with my team anymore. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I wear my jersey on game day. I go to the games, but I don't think about them from Monday to Friday like I used to think about them all the time. That's how things have changed, right? Mm-hmm. So I just got a little twinkle in my eye with Humboldt and Battleford's going back and forth, and a war is started by the Humboldt Broncos broadcasters. I think it's kind of funny, which, by the way, how everything all ties in, Rory McGowan, the voice of the Humboldt Broncos. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Do you know him, Dave?
Yeah. Well,
he's from Winnipeg. So out and about in my travels, I'm in the press box at the Duncan McNeil Arena in Wilcox. A month or so ago, it's Humboldt versus Notre Dame. Rory comes up, introduces himself. He says, I'm from Winnipeg, and Rod, the Bombers have never won a Grey Cup in my lifetime. I'm starting to wonder if they ever will. And a month later, they're celebrating, and Rory's happy, and everybody's happy. So, yeah, Adam Bighill can come on and talk about that, the Grey Cup win. But I want to say two things, guys, in the time we have left. So Oilers ticket, $627. Just ridiculous. I don't care. I don't care what team you are. I don't care. They're going to give you a massage at center ice? For $627? And in the meantime, Rick Lalisher, the president of the BC Lions, goes on TSN radio in Vancouver yesterday and says, last season they had in BC, if you were 10 and under, you could get in for $10. They've extended that to 16 and under, $10 for the BC Lions.
Wow.
Because it's out of control.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's amazing.
It's the kids. That's when they become fans. When did we all become? Donnie, when did you become a fan of the Montreal Canadiens?
I was about 5.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's a smart thing to do for the Lions.
It's hard because the kids don't have the money and they're not spending the money. So I get that. But we have to market to the kids because they're the people. That's when you're impressionable and can fall in love with the game. You know, the kids aren't doing it anymore. It's the Don Cherry thing, right? You know, and Duke and I always go back and forth because we have kind of alternate opinions on this. He's like, there's no use for Don Cherry anymore. He's past his time. He hasn't really changed a whole lot. You've just grown up and have a different perspective now. And so as a kid, he'd show you the big hits and he'd show you the guys walking in and what they're wearing and, you know, drinking their coffees. Yeah. And he'd show you those things. And as kids, you look up, you're like, I can't wait. That's awesome. I love it. I love the kids. That's my favorite player now. He's got the coolest this, or he wears his, it tapes his stick this way. And as an adult, that stuff doesn't matter anymore, right? And he's not really analyzing the game. That's kind of gone past him maybe a little bit. But it's about the kids. Now, the kids aren't watching, so they're not falling in love with the game. That's what he did. He made you fall in love with the game. And, you know, as a kid, we have to market to them because when they get to be adults, they're going to buy the merchandise. They want the season tickets. They'll be going to every game. But, I love that BC's doing that. They get it.
Robin in Prince Albert writes in and he says, if they had $16 for the Lions and I lived there, boom, I'd be there without any questions. Nelson Hackowich saying Alouette season tickets start at $11 a game. Whether the Argo fan wrote in here last week and said his tickets are $42 a game. And what the hell's wrong with that? For an adult, not that bad. Between the 35s. Right. It's ticket prices are what the problem is in sports here right now. Hey, by the way, you can write us on the Prairie Mobile text line as the program rolls along. 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. A very Prairie Christmas. Receive a free wireless charging pad with your accessory purchase of $80 or more now till Christmas at Prairie Mobile. I feel like I have more, but we should get to our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the CFL news of the day. Are you adjourning until overtime?
Yeah, Darren, I'm going to sneak up.
All right. The sports doctor will be in here next. That should be good. He hasn't changed his clothes in 3 weeks. It's great. Unless you've got 21 of those Bomber Champion sweatshirts.
I do.
Yeah, he does. Of course he does. That's going to be fun. Coming up next, this has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores and our friends the Dickens over there. And we'll be right back on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on brand new vehicles this holiday season. Get into a brand new 2019 4x4 F-150 for as low as $33,495 plus tax. And brand new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting at just $23,999 plus tax. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Allen Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Russ.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Time for a Wednesday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Thomas Tatar and Shea Weber scored power play goals in the third period to lead the Montreal Canadiens to a 3-1 road win over the Vancouver Canucks. Sebastian Aho and Jordan Staal each scored a pair to lead the surging Carolina Hurricanes to a 6-3 win over the Winnipeg Jets. The sports doctor and I watched that last night at Ballers. Kind of put you in a bad mood for a while. A big night for Evgeny Malkin. He scored his 400th career goal for the Pittsburgh Penguins in a 4-1 win over the Flames in Calgary. The Russian joins Mario Lemieux, Sidney Crosby, and Jaromir Jagr as the only players in Penguins franchise history to score 400-plus goals. The Leafs top Buffalo 5-3 at Scotiabank Arena for their fourth win in five games. Auston Matthews led Toronto with a pair of goals for his 20th and 21st of the season. And in Tampa Bay, the Sens dropped a 4-3 overtime decision. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points as the Utah Jazz beat the Orlando Magic 109-102. The Jazz were trailing late but closed the game with a 19-5 run with Mitchell awakening the offense and energizing the crowd with a highlight reel dunk in traffic. And for the junior fans, the Niagara Ice Dogs say injured goalie Tucker Tynan is home with his family in Chicago less than a week after sustaining a severe injury to his leg during an OHL game. The Ice Dogs tweeted that Tynan was released from hospital in St. Catharines and was home safe and sound with his family. Tynan needed surgery last Thursday night after suffering a severe cut to the thigh from a skate blade during a game against London. Frankly, I'm shocked it doesn't happen way more. That is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Christmas gift ideas, why not a Ballers gift card? All right, we can get a camera on these guys. CTV's Don Hewitt here, and the sports doctor from Winnipeg, David Patrician. How you doing, Dave?
Outstanding, thank you.
You great are outstanding.
Great time at Ballers last night.
Thanks for coming in.
That was really good. I made the special trip.
Dave came all the way from Winnipeg for our Christmas party. That's what we think of him.
Yeah.
It's clear that we could do two solid hours on sports ticket prices because the Facebook wall's going nuts, and I get it. It's out of control, and a lot of kudos going to CFL teams for lowering their ticket prices, $10, $11 in some cases. Breaking news that You, Dave, showed me on your phone, and now Nelson has also written in. Eskimos defensive coordinator Phil Lawley has resigned due to personal reasons. Those personal reasons is that they have a new head coach named Scott Milanovich. Come on. Hello.
I'm laughing about the Buenavides hire in Ottawa.
Why?
Davis Sanchez next. Are they going to bring back Matt Dunigan? Is it going to be all TSN guys? Is Paul going to have all TSN
That's
guys?
It's kind of funny you say that. Yeah. Well, you know what?
What's Rod Smith doing? He's got nothing to do, right?
In 60 seconds or less, I'll let you gloat on the Bomber Grey Cup, and then we'll get serious. How was your Grey Cup, and is the party still going in Winnipeg?
It is, absolutely. my dark secret was my favorite Grey Cup of all time was 1995 in Regina. In terms of parties and atmosphere.
Really?
And it was the greatest time. That was my first Grey Cup, non-Winnipeg Grey Cup was here. And it was great. Dave Anconin, David Black, we all palled around together. It was fantastic. At the time, I was running a restaurant called The Elephant and Castle.
Great spot.
It was in the Cornwall Center. So I was called, I was work-related. I was called to help the general manager out there. And we had the best time. It was just the best time. And then I've been to, I think, 18 Grey Cups so far in my life. I've seen three Winnipeg Blue Bomber losses, 2001, 2007, and 2011 in British Columbia. Those Grey Cups, because of Montreal, Toronto, and in British Columbia, were dreadful. They were just dud Grey Cups. Like, there was no atmosphere, no energy in the city, nothing. But Calgary was my favorite Grey Cup by far, not only because of the Winnipeg Blue Bomber victory, but everyone knows that Calgary knows how to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tremendous. The atmosphere, the energy around everywhere in town was great, and it capped it off with a victory. And it was fantastic. It was just probably the best experience I've ever had as a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan, sitting in the stands and watching that cup being presented to Coach O'Shea and Andrew Harris.
Well, what are you going to do now? Because the talk of the drought, 1990, you and I texting back and forth after Bomber wins, our little tradition. Like, now what? You got nothing to complain about over there.
That was just rubbing it into Regina. Because we know that, you know, Winnipeg wins all the big games here in Regina. We've talked about that before. Canada Day when Mosaic Stadium opened, Winnipeg Blue Bomber victory. First CFL playoff game in Mosaic Stadium, Winnipeg Blue Bomber victory. First NHL hockey game, Winnipeg victory. And then the first Western Final, Winnipeg victory. So first Grey Cup in Mosaic Stadium, 2020, in November, what's going to happen? Let's follow the line here. Winnipeg Blue Bomber victory.
I'd have to say that for a man with a PhD, some of his math isn't adding up, or he's forgetting certain games, perhaps, with the Riders.
But he says only big games, he says.
The big games. The initial game at Mosaic Stadium, Canada Day.
First playoff game.
It depends on how far you go back.
We're talking
about the new stadium.
New museum, yeah. Well, and everybody's talking about it.
Here's the thing.
Rubbing it in. Yeah. Four Grey Cups in, 200 years of Saskatchewan Rough Rider football, and Winnipeg Blue Bombers have now 11. So nobody ever seems to mention that fact when they're trying to stick it to a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan.
You know what's hilarious?
29 years.
I see hate raging in Don Hewitt's eyes.
I know. Well,
You can see it. You can see it.
I know.
Dave's been saying this, and you're not the only one. There's a lot of people in Winnipeg that are saying the same thing. As a matter of fact,
you had Ron Lancaster.
Jordy.
Well, didn't have Kenny Plain.
You had Ron Lancaster.
Jordy Shaworski from The Keg. You know Jordy.
Yeah.
Said to me, here's what I love about the fact your last game as the Rider broadcaster was a loss to the Bombers. And I'm like, Jordy, shove it sideways. But
that's new material.
Yeah. So, but for you to troll Regina, that honestly doesn't hurt me. Doesn't even upset me. I find it funny. Don's getting upset over there.
This is the show that continually trolls, makes up expressions. You got Lynch on here at least once a week, sticking it to Winnipeg. Come on now. He's not kidding. Hey, this show is big time, right? It's coast to coast.
Yep.
People are watching all over the world and stuff. You need to almost have at least 30 minutes a week for Winnipeg because of the Grey Cup.
Yep.
And I know that it was quickly forgotten, and I think on the Monday after the Grey Cup, you spent about 2 minutes talking about football, and then you talked about Regina Pats and everything else and your NFL trip, but that was about it. So now you have the equal balance, and I know you're going to have Adam Bighill on here.
Right.
And it's going to be a bit of a gloating thing, but, you know, I was 3 weeks, you didn't invite me on the show. I had to basically invite myself to the Christmas party, invite myself back on the air to come
on. That's Clark's job. You understand that, right?
I understand.
But I'm telling you, Winnipeg's been drunk for a week, and maybe you're hungover, but we have not heard from Winnipeg for like 3 weeks.
Quiet. Gloating.
So the party's literally still going.
Yeah.
Right into Christmas.
It was. What's the word? It was so exciting to be part of that again. I mean, I think the Winnipeg Jets have taken a lot of shine off the pride, the Winnipeg Blue Bomber.
Because they've been good?
And they have been good, you know, a couple of playoff runs the last couple of years. And they were the new hot thing, the new shiny car in the driveway. And but people really, there is a love for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I mean, we still average, you know, probably 25, 26,000 fans a game. You talk about ticket prices. Ticket prices aren't exactly cheap. For good seats at
in what are your season tickets each?
I believe like there was a playoff discount this year, but I think my seat averages about $85 my cost. I'm on the 35 yard line. I'm considered a P2 because there's a P1, so I'm the second price. I could sit cheaper if I wanted to. I like where I sit. But it is getting up there, and the Bombers, just like every Canadian Football League team, have taken strides with kids passes and trying different things to get fans in the stadium. But there is a certain point where, you know, $90 is spent watching football, and there's a lot of good uses for $90 nowadays too. But yeah, especially, and you and I've talked about this at length, everybody has a 60-inch television. Everybody has a PVR. Everybody can, you know, put their own popcorn in.
Entertainment options. Yeah.
There's so much now. There's so much.
Donnie Hewitt, you got season tickets?
Yes.
What are yours worth?
We sit on the 54-yard line. My wife got the tickets when she graduated from university in 1982. No, 82.
37 years.
We've
season
had
ticket
the same home. Season's tickets, so we're right dead center. And we are a family of many here in Saskatchewan that just renewed by the early bird deadline but did not decide on our Grey Cup tickets because of the cost. Ooh. I know other people that are buying their season tickets right now in Saskatchewan, and they're struggling with the cost, and we're struggling with the cost. Almost $500 a ticket, just a little bit under. Somebody told me for that price, or my son told me for that price, the halftime show better be the reincarnation of the Beatles coming from the dead or something, because that's a lot of dough. And we got to think about it, and it all ties in with, you know, the expenses that we're talking about. At least it's a great cup game. It's not $500 to watch a regular season NHL game.
Are you getting a hometown discount for being a season ticket member?
Well, it's in the high. It's like $480, $490 or something.
I remember paying in Ottawa $499 for Ottawa.
I mean, we're at center field, mind you, but you know, we're not wealthy. I'm in the broadcasting business.
Right. We're poppers.
Well, no, we got to think about it.
No, if you have four tickets, you know, you're setting aside $2,000.
I know.
Grey Cups have got out of hand. And I thought when I didn't have Grey Cup tickets purchased for Calgary, so I was going to hedge my bet when Calgary lost out. I monitored that, and the prices didn't really go down on the secondary market. And then when Winnipeg advanced to the final, I thought maybe there would be some Saskatchewan people selling their tickets. But there was a lot of action on StubHub, a lot of action on different websites. But unless it's a properly sanctioned ticket with a mobile ticket, instant delivery, I'm a little bit leery. I know there's quite successful people because they had the hard paper tickets. They were, you know, UPSing those tickets for the commemorative ticket. But I was a little, being in Calgary, I was still searching for tickets for friends. But luckily, I guess a Rotary Club in Calgary and somewhere in Alberta.
Capital
of
Canada.
I needed five tickets, so that wasn't like, you know, 222. So I was able to get it, and with my discount, my Grey Cup ticket was $222, all taxes in, and that is a good price to pay. But I remember going to Grey Cups back in 1995, all through the 2000s in Edmonton, Calgary, even Vancouver, and a top ticket was, you know, 100 and a half, maybe 175, and now you're talking 500, 600. There were some $700 tickets in Calgary. And I mean, I understand there's hors d'oeuvres and maybe beverage service, but this is still the Canadian Football League. This is still, you know, if you talk to any of the players, even with their Grey Cup buddy, they couldn't afford a $700.
A champagne game on a beer budget.
Yeah,
how's that?
So it is a little tough, but, you know, there was a couple of spots of some empty seats in Calgary, but for the most part, that was sold out.
Now,
I'm not going to expect anything less at Mosaic Stadium in November.
Having said all that, You were there, your beloved Bombers. Mm-hmm. You would have paid anything. I know that. To see them win a Grey Cup at McMahon. And, well, that is the point, but I want to get to our guest. Put on your headphones, guys, because we got Blue Bomber linebacker number 4, Adam Big Hill, the great Biggie, joining us on video chat this morning as we're talking about that championship, and he's still got his championship hat on. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We were saying to the sports doctor, we haven't heard much out of Winnipeg. We've heard a lot from the Bombers, but not so much from the fans. Is the party still going in Winnipeg, as far as you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're taking the Grey Cup around everywhere. You know, sharing it with all the fans here in Winnipeg. We've got plans to take it out of the city, obviously, and take it to more rural Manitoba. And, you know, because there are a lot of fans who drive several hours, 3 or 4 hours even, to come into games. There's fans from Dauphin that drive in, you know, so it's only right that we celebrate with them, too.
Well, you know, I got to ask you about this championship, because you had great years in BC, and I would have, like, I think you're going to the Hall of Fame. If this was baseball, I would have put you in a Lions hat going into the Hall of Fame, but now you're a Bomber. And when you re-signed, you were like, hey, everybody, we got something going on in Winnipeg. Follow me. I'm signing here. And to get to the top of the mountain after that kind of a bold proclamation, how does that feel?
It feels good. You know, when I re-signed, we knew how close we were last year, a couple plays away. And, you know, we really came together quick because we had such a great continuity of guys that we had built from the last year that came back, right? So our roster was very much the same, a couple new pieces. Obviously, Willie Jefferson was huge, getting him on our team as well as and so the things he was able to do. A couple other guys. We you know, we knew we were close, and that's why I wanted to be back. And not only that, I love Winnipeg. I love Manitoba. I love, you know, how football is so accepted out here, and the fans truly live and breathe it.
When did you, or have you even, started looking ahead? Because some of the analysts, former CFLers on this show, feel that they're primed to blow it up. Lapo's already gone. You got 3 free agent quarterbacks. How much have you started to look ahead to 2020 and what this Bomber team might be like?
Well, you have to. You have to kind of look. I mean, because I mean, the goal now is to go back to back and do it again. You know, I mean, you know, we won. We were the champions. We will be the defending Grey Cup champions, but that's all we will be. Next year is going to be a new team, you know, with the same goal. So, I mean, we got to be able to come out and prove who we're going to be right away. So that already gets you in the mindset of thinking about what our team makeup is going to be. Quarterback's obviously a big question mark right now. You know, we did lose Lapo to Ottawa, obviously. So some big changes for us. Initially, so we're going to see how it all kind of shakes out with free agency, what happens with the quarterback situation, but nonetheless it will be a different team, but you know, we still have some key pieces and key roles, and we're already re-signing those guys.
Adam, congratulations on the Grey Cup win. I bumped into you a week ago at a restaurant grand opening, and the people that were around you, and everybody talking Grey Cup, and everybody had that great feeling, and you must feel proud. You had your family with you, your own family, your wife. That was a great moment. But my question is, at what moment did the Winnipeg Blue Bomber Football Club realize that they were going to win this? Because I was in the stands for the pregame warm-up, and the difference between the two teams. I think back at 2001 when Winnipeg played Calgary, and I saw that work ethic of the Calgary Stampeders under Wally Buono, and I didn't see any intensity from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Flipping the tables to, you know, a month ago, Winnipeg on the field, pregame warm-up, that was a different team that I'd ever seen before, and I saw nothing from Hamilton. What moment did you guys know that you had this one?
I mean, it's a good question, and I don't think it really just goes right into the Grey Cup game. You know, I think the process started long before that. It started in training camp, started through the first 5 weeks of the season when we started 5-0. We hit a lot of adversity. We had some injuries. We had to bring all sorts of guys in off the roster. You know, and it really kind of came to the point at the end of the year where we, you know, I always preach, we got to play our best football in November. We got to be able to learn from our mistakes that we make through the year and stand on that foundation to move forward. And we were really starting to do that. And obviously the acquisition of Zach, bringing him in, and when he got that opportunity to play when Strebler went down, and how well he played. I mean, coming in, beating Calgary off the bench, 1 week into the playbook. That's where, you know, I think I knew that we had a great shot to take this thing all the way through. You know, so going through prep weeks from there forward, it was a really good confidence builder, knowing that we had the potential to win every single game if we just did what we're supposed to do. You know, and then you talk about Grey Cup week, and you know, we were practicing outside every single day. They were practicing inside every single day. They started their day one practice, finishing the practice with victory formation, you know, so, you know, their mindset was different than ours. I definitely say that, you know, we have the blue collar, hard work mindset, and we're not afraid to put in the work. We're not afraid to be in the cold. We're not afraid of the weather. We truly, had a really strong mentally and physically tough team. So, you know, as we went into that week and I kind of noticed those things, that's kind of when I noticed that, you know, for sure, mentally, I think we're going to have a big edge on them.
Adam, I was going to ask you about your playoff run. The Grey Cup game, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers were one of the most dominant, outstanding, excellent football games I've seen in years, the way you guys played in the Grey Cup. If you take a look at your run, was it just the fact you guys peaked at the perfect day on that Sunday in Calgary, or was it the fact that, or was Saskatchewan really your toughest opponent that you had to get by Saskatchewan, or who was Saskatchewan your toughest opponent, or did you just peak at the right time in Calgary and Grey Cup?
You know, I think that's a good question. Obviously, I think we struggled the most with Saskatchewan in the playoffs. You know, playing in that stadium and that environment is never easy for an offense. So I know that was definitely a challenge. You know, defensively, you know, playing against Cody Fajardo, he's a great football player, and he's really coming into his own. So that was a challenge. And the fact that, you know, he wasn't probably even fully healthy. So I'm not sure how much more he could have done, obviously, but he could probably speak on that. But I think he did a great job with what he had for that game and leaving it all out there. So it was a tough game. It was a tough battle. You know, the Calgary game when we went in and played them in the semifinal, I knew that that was the game that was going to set the tone for the entire playoffs because, you know, they were going to be the team to beat for sure. You know, for the defending Grey Cup champions, we had to go in there and start with that. And we made a great statement. Our prep week was amazing. Defensively, our mindset and what we wanted to achieve, we came in and consistently did that the entire game. And that was a lot of fun. And we talk about accepting the challenge defensively and what we got to be able to do to win football games. You know, limit second down conversions, limit explosive plays, and stop the run, and enforce tight window throws. And so, you know, when we did that all game long, it was a great boost going into the final in Sask. And, you know, we just kept getting better every single week. And yeah, we were peaking at the right time.
Janelle in Saskatoon's watching. She writes in, she says, I may be 100% Ryder fan, but how can you not be a Big Hill fan? Six-time All-Star, two-time Grey Cup champion. He's bound for the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, probably your college Hall of Fame, too, if you're not in there already. But we're kind of watching probably a living legend here, and I kind of laugh because Chris Jones always said that you were a major pain in the ass to play against. So with all those accolades, that might be the thing you'd be proudest of, is it? That you would guys hate playing against you because you don't quit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, getting the respect of your peers and opposing coaches coming up and telling you how great of a player you are or how hard you are to game plan against, those things are awesome. I mean, I take pride in being able to be a versatile player, being able to rush a passer, play the run, be great in coverage, go back and play safety, and then be sideline to sideline, have no weaknesses. I you know, I never feel like I'm good enough. I always feel like I'm trying to get better. There's always things to improve on. So, I mean, I keep that mindset, and that's how I keep feeling like I can get better and better and better. And, you know, I feel like, you know, being, you know, a leader on the defense and it really trying to make everybody else better around me as well. You know, those are key things I focus on because it's not just about me. It's about the guys I'm around and helping them be successful, giving them, you know, keys, calling out plays, you know, echoing checks and just making sure everyone's on the same page. I mean, you know, I really try to do it all and be a big asset for my team and be someone the guys can rely on every single time.
I want to ask you one last thing. Something jogged in my mind here. I've often said the regular season's for lesson learning. You guys blew huge leads in Toronto and Montreal. And then in the Grey Cup, you had a pretty big lead on Hamilton. Did Osh at halftime say, guys, let's lock it down here? Did he even need to say anything? Was that, you know, did those past losses haunt you in that game or even come into your mind?
No, he didn't say anything at all. I mean, it was us players coming in at halftime saying, okay, it's time to really put our foot on their neck. I mean, we feel like we're controlling the momentum of this game. You know, we're controlling the pace of the game. We're running the football. We're controlling the clock defensively. We're getting them off the field. Let's keep going. You know, so Osh does a good job of letting us players being able to kind of control the locker room and, you know, deliver the messages. I mean, we got a good amount of veterans in that locker room, and we know what it takes to win football games. So, you know, he allows us to really work and make sure everything's going smoothly because he trusts us. So, you know, I mean, the message going into playoffs was really on all the things that we have learned. As you talked about, the losses we had, giving up big leads, or the tough games we lost by 4 points or less, or, you know, mistakes that we've made with penalties, stupid things, blown assignments, things we've done. And we, before playoffs, we re-highlighted those things, re-talked about them to really understand, you know, that playoff football cannot be that way. You cannot win games and if you're not going to learn from these kinds of mistakes. And not that we were worried about it, but the fact that, you know, it's always good to remember, you know, where you came from this season, what you've learned. And like I said before, you know, learning from those mistakes we made and standing on that foundation to be able to launch yourself forward. So, you know, that's the way I would explain it.
Adam, you are a living legend. Congrats on this latest Grey Cup and enjoy the party. Thanks for the time and Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Take care.
Adam Beghill joining us from Winnipeg, Davestown. A guy that is easy to cheer for. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk about the newest coach hiring and the newest coach resignation in the CFL when we come back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our best clips on our YouTube channel.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It's on this Wednesday morning, December the 18th. We're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is right here. And I love returning the favor. The sports doc's here. I just got a note from your buddy Hustler. And I'll be on TSN 1290 Winnipeg this afternoon at 2:30, talking CFL offseason and NFL. It's kind of nice how we can all work together, isn't it?
It is. You know, and I talk about that. We were talking about that last night, that I think you were during the, what, October-November playoff run, maybe even starting in September. I think you're on, like, Winnipeg radio at least twice a week.
At least twice a week.
Yeah. And different stations and stuff like that.
Even though they hate me. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun. So much fun.
Well, you did that a lot, too, when you were the voice of the Riders.
Now it's even more.
And yeah, and then you get something to promote, like your show.
Which it's great.
Phenomenal.
So one thing that we talked about, and it must have been with you, Dave, that I was chatting with last night at Ballers at our Christmas party, and I'll start with Don with this question. Mike Benavides is the defensive coordinator in Ottawa. What did you think when you first heard it? My initial thought was good for Benny because he wanted to be back in the game. And wasn't it you, Dave, that said, what's the connection between LaPolice and Benavides? Or maybe it was Clark.
Yeah, it's TSN.
Well, that's what it is, because they'd never worked together before. But I also thought this. Think about this. Paul and Benny have been going head-to-head for years as an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator, whether it be Benny's time in BC, Lapo's in Saskatchewan, or Benny in Edmonton. So doesn't that tell you something, what he thinks of Benavides?
Well, it's interesting, this hire, because, you know, we talk about recycling coaches. When Benavides was in BC under Wally Bono, he had some great defenses, and, you know, he was one of the top minds defensively in the CFL. I'm not saying that he's still not, but then if you look at his recent body of work, it didn't seem as strong. For example, when he was the defensive coordinator in Edmonton, although there's lots of problems with, I believe it was Kavis Reid as the head coach, or other problems that had nothing to do with him. So it's an interesting hire because, I mean, they had a veteran, you know, defensive coordinator there that obviously LaPolice wanted Benavides over. And, you know, we'll see. It's such an interesting balance between innovative and new thought versus experience. And if you get, you know, some good experience, that counts for a lot. We saw Richie Hall winning another Grey Cup as a defensive coordinator. It all depends on the individual, whether he is evolving. He's got, you know, experience, but whether he's also evolving with the game and changing with the game, or is he an experienced coach that really isn't evolving. And that's the issue, really. It's like Scotty Bowman. You know, I was lucky enough to talk to him a number of years ago. I said, how did you get the Stanley Cups in the 60s, win them in the 70s, 80s, 90s, et cetera, early 2000s? And, well, how did you do that? I mean, obviously, he's a brilliant guy. He says, I had to change. I had to change every single decade and change quite a bit. And we've seen lots of, you know, the news with NHL coaches of late. But I think so that's really what it's all about. And LaPolice, did he do the same things on offense, for example? And the sports doctor would know that, as he did the year before. He did different things. Every year, you have to do different things. Look at some of the teams in the NFL. For example, the LA Rams, for example. Everybody saw their offense last year. Defensive coordinators set all offseason to figure out their offense, and they did. And so it's always change and innovation. You got to find the coaches that are going to change and innovate regardless of experience. Really.
David.
It's interesting you say that, because I had an opportunity to I work with a charity in Winnipeg called Dreams Take Flight, and we take Manitoba and Saskatchewan children to Disney for one day. And I had Paul come on. I had an extra, I bought in an auction, I bought a seat, and I thought Paul would be great. He has kids of his own. You know, he's a coach. He'd be great. I'd learn some things from Paul. And I sat beside him on the flight home when all the kids are sleeping. He opened up his computer, and this was in April, prior to the season. And he was, you know, going through some of the plays, and he saw me kind of looking over, and he tried to explain a couple of the plays to me. And, you know, I had a different respect for not only coaches, but actually football players, to learn what is on those playbooks. And those guys are continually changing up in that. And that is such a task. And then you're right. A guy like Buenavides, who did a great job on TSN too, for a guy who was a coach, you know, I learned things watching him. And to say, okay, I got to assemble a great team. Who did the best job defending me in my and my playbook? Was Mike Buenavides. So I want this guy on my team because I don't want him somewhere else.
It sure looks that way.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, and yeah, we could talk about recycling, but you know, there's you only have such a shelf life as a coach. I mean, Wally Buono and guys like that have kind of defied those odds for a long time with his legendary run in Calgary and legendary run in British Columbia. But you're right. The way things are now and the way people can discover that, and the LA Rams are a good example. If you're not on top of it and changing things and always thinking ahead, you're not going to survive. And it's you just can't always do what you always did, because you know you're not going to get what you always got, because people are going to go, oh yeah, that's what they're going to do in this situation. So Lapo to do that, it's a big loss for Winnipeg. However, that being said, but by you know you only have such a shelf life, so you know by putting somebody into that position that maybe worked under him brings all those great ideas that Paul had. And then new ideas on his own. And I think that, you know, my gut's telling me they'll elevate Buck Pearson to that position in Winnipeg. So,
can you, Clark, please put up on my monitor here the comment from Trent in Norway, please? It slipped off the page. I know it was aimed quite a bit at the sports doctor here. But it's interesting to see where the coaching carousel goes. There was a column on our website, rodpeterson.com, Monday, that the coaching carousel is over. It is as far as the head coaches go, but it's not for the coordinators. No. And I've been talking to a lot of coaches, and some are still waiting on a job. Some have had, they're confirmed where they're going to be. I'm waiting for the teams to announce it, for the most part. But we're still waiting on a defensive coordinator in BC, well, actually a whole BC staff. Edmonton's defensive coordinator today, Philip Lawley, resigning, which again comes as no news to anybody because they've got a new head coach there in Scott Milanovic. Stephen McAdoo hasn't landed anywhere yet, the former offensive coordinator of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So there's still a lot of pieces to land. Ryan Dinwiddie in Toronto hasn't named any coordinators yet. Doesn't look like Corey Chamberlain's going to be the defensive coordinator there, because way back when the season was over, he said that he would not accept the demotion. I'll read the comment from Trent, by the way, from Norway. Good evening to Trent, you in Norway, by the way. Hope you enjoyed the lutefisk and krumkaka for supper. For the sports doctor, remember the hockey game at Mosaic Stadium did not have a Saskatchewan opponent. Also, the only way the Rough Riders meet in the Grey Cup and the Bombers now is because of a crossover. Which team goes to the crossover in 2020? Go Riders. So he's always got to take the pro Saskatchewan.
In Norway. Wow.
Trolls in Norway. Actually, I've seen the figurines. They actually do.
You know what's crazy? You cannot predict really the 2020 CFL season because of the amount of free agents. Like every team is going to be so different. If you're going to Vegas right now to put a bet on a 2020 CFL season, good luck. Because at this point in time, who knows who's going to have what and what personnel they're going to have.
For a while there, Calgary was in third place in the West, and they were in the power rankings. They were number one. Like, you know, so that how the balance of power shifts. And then we saw ultimately how Calgary did finish in second place. But, you know, right now you can't think of it. And I think that the Hamilton Ticat fans think their team is going to win the Grey Cup in 2020. Winnipeg Blue Bomber fans think they're going to repeat as champions. Saskatchewan's already planned the party, and you can't get a hotel room anywhere yet in Saskatchewan for that.
$700 you said.
One of the hotels I stay at as a regular and a Diamond member, I looked on the website to get a room for the Grey Cup, and it was $750 a night. And this is a place that I could get for $109 normally. So.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't get it. You talked earlier, Don, about Grey Cup tickets. I am a season ticket holder. I'm not buying the Grey Cup tickets. I'm not. And I guess we opened the show talking about Oilers tickets, $627 to watch the Flames and the Oilers. One ticket on December 27th. You know what? It's not going to stop until the fans refuse to go. Mm-hmm. And fans are still going. You watch older games? Place
well, I mean,
is full.
Connor McDavid is such a huge draw by himself. I mean, a lot of people went over the Heritage Classic said, oh, I like Winnipeg Calgary, but darn it, I wish I could see McDavid. I mean, as long as he's in Edmonton, they're going to charge a premium price because apparently you watch him live and he's an amazing athlete. But I will say this. I will defend the Grey Cup this way. I would rather pay the $500 for the Grey Cup game than the $600 some odd for one NHL regular season. To me, it's not even close. I'd take the Grey Cup game.
Depends what you're into.
And you know what? If I knew the Riders were in the Grey Cup game, I'd pay the $2,000. If I knew the Riders were in it, I would pay the $2,000. But to pay $2,000 and not know if they're going to be in it, the sports doctor may be rolling in here and with the blue and gold. I don't want to pay $2,000 to watch a sports doctor.
There was a time.
Farting.
There was a time when, in my life when they announced when the tickets would go on sale, I would immediately buy them and because I've already bought my plane ticket. And now I don't buy the ticket until it's a game I really want to see. A couple years ago, 2016 in Ottawa,
makes sense.
I had never been to that stadium. I wanted to go. I paid a premium price to go see that game in the snow. But I watched Shania
Twain. Did you enjoy it?
I did. You know, I did because I'd never been to that stadium before. And this one, too, because this one's so close. Now, what would have made me decide to buy the tickets for Mosaic Stadium in next November would be contingent on the fact that we could get a hotel room. Like, I'm not going to, if I can't, like, when the tickets go on sale to the general public, probably April, right? I would imagine April or May. If I can't get a hotel room, I'm not buying a ticket.
You know what? I got an answer for you. Just Rod's basement.
Well,
I already offered it last night. I did, yeah.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
I knew I could find a place to stay. That's not it. But there'd be a lot of people. Hey, should we go to Grey Cup in Regina? Yeah, that'd be great. It's close. I could drive. Where are we going to stay? Oh, we can't. I'm not going to buy a ticket.
Well, so again, we're all in our own personal situations, and I would think a lot of us are the same in that we have to decide how we're going to spend our money. I think the people that are setting these price points are guys that make $500,000 a year or $1 million a year, and they have lost touch with the average fan. But if I'm going to spend $1,200 on Grey Cup tickets, I'm going to go to Florida for a week or Arizona or something
Mexico.
Like that. Yeah, I'm not going to sit for 3 hours in the cold, and I don't care who's playing in the game, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, who is the top NHL team going into Christmas? And we chose three division leaders as our choices, the Bruins, the Capitals, or the Blues, or other. We couldn't decide on the Oilers or Coyotes, and even that neither one of them felt right as the best team in the NHL right now. So Bruins, Capitals, Blues, or other. Leading the poll right now, the Washington Capitals. Ross Mahoney's Washington Capitals. 38.2% of our Facebook respondents saying them. 32% say the Boston Bruins. 11.8% say the St. Louis Blues are the best team in the NHL right now. And 17.6% say other. And we're inviting people to comment on who they might think that fourth option should be. That's for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. We'll keep the debate going next hour. Donnie, you're adjourning?
Yeah, I am adjourning.
You're going to CTV World Headquarters?
I wanted also to congratulate the sports doctor because the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I have to say this, that was an unbelievable performance in the Grey Cup game.
It really was. And that's why I asked Adam the question I did, because you could just tell that energy. And I actually was in Calgary. There was a major snowstorm on the Tuesday, and there was snow everywhere. And I was driving up basically to the Olympic Park area, and there was a football field, and the Bombers were practicing outdoors, and that was one of those days that I didn't want to be outdoors, and I remember hearing a little interview saying that's going to be the conditions on Sunday, that's how we want to practice. I didn't realize what he said about Hamilton, indoors, victory formation, sipping orange juice and champagne, planning the parties.
From the way the game went, it sure looks like that was the case.
Like we always said, where was Simone Lawrence?
Disappeared.
Favorite son.
Kreskin.
He was getting run over. That's where he was.
Big Hill, he's 5'9" or something?
Biggie.
5'10"?
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
Never seen a guy play football like that.
Next hour, we'll keep it rolling with the Duke. Also, Three Down Nation's Justin Dunk and more. This concludes Hour 1 of the Rod Peterson Show, Episode 139. Coming your way out of the bunker here in Western Canada on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital GMC. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on pre-owned vehicles this holiday season. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Equinox. Get it under the tree for just $25,998 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia is only $32,997 plus tax. Only at Canada's number one certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.